Well, howdy, Pilgrim. I reckon you know by now you're listening to the Inspirato Projecto podcast. Well, if you're thinking you're gonna get any better than this, I would have to tell you you're highly mistaken. Hang in there, Padre. Yippee-ki-yay!
Many of you are tuning in for the first time listening to Inspirato Projecto podcast. Many of whom are listening because of the Kapow Intergalactic Film Festival. So thank you so much for all of you who stuck around for Q&As, who submitted your films to the festival, who decided to fly out. I met folks from Turkey, from Paris, from New Jersey, from North Carolina, from Chicago. Many, many different places. And everybody got to know each other and appreciated one another's projects. And it was so much fun. So I did my best in recording as much as I could while I was there. And also during the Q&As that I ended up doing. So all that will be up on here. Also, any of you who want to be interviewed for the podcast, email me at inspiratoprojecto@gmail.com, inspiratoprojecto@gmail.com, and I'll get back to you. Also, this goes for any of you musicians out there, any of you who have spoken word, who love soundscapes, send those to me. I'll put them on the podcast. I will be continuing to upload the Kapow stuff. Also, I believe I was able to record the entire award ceremony, so that will be up there. Maybe in parts, who knows? So we will start to scatter out intermittently. Also, a wonderful tour that happened, a 6-day tour with Yachtly Crew, the Titans of Soft Rock. I got a lot of great interviews from behind the scenes with that band. And what goes into putting together a show, setting it up, driving it out there, setting it up, playing the show, breaking it down, driving back to the next place. So a lot of these guys have families. So that will be coming up. Also, more interesting sponsorship ads from our sponsor, Meat Clown. They do our buttons. They did buttons for Kapow, actually, for the premieres of, for the premiere and then screenings of Black Pumpkin. We had Dr. Frank Ghoul Butter Zombie Bars. Those of you who were there, you know what you got there as a thank you for showing up to those screenings. Meat Clown Industries. You'll notice in your program booklet, there's a little sort of mascot, if you will, Meat Clown Industries mascot on the program booklet. If you went to Kapow Intergalactic Film Festival, we are so excited. We are the masterminds are concocting new ideas and new, more inclusive situations for filmmakers to network and get to know one another and collaborate with each other for 2019. So it's very exciting to see what's going to happen here. Anyway, onwards and upwards. Yes, where we record all these crazy shenanigans. I try to record as much of this as possible. Do you want to come up here? This is crazy. We're holding microphones.
You can come up if you like.
How long did it take for you to make 13 Mysteries?
I produced it. This was made for $6,000 by a college student. It was a film for over a year.
So you worked on it over a year, off and on?
Yeah, a summer vacation, Christmas vacation.
Were they all college students, or were these all friends of yours? How did you find
No, everybody is too old to be a college student. The idea is that if you cast the movie with old people, it won't look like a student film. So
we had a lot of great locations over there. Were those just nearby? Did you have to go out and search for them?
No, there was a lot. The Palm Springs and Joshua Tree, Bronson Canyon and Hollywood.
Oh, cool.
Then we went to Arizona and did Prescott, Granite Gardens in Prescott, and also Jerome, and a little bit of Phoenix. So we tried to create this small Western town on no budget by traveling around.
Which is interesting because Jerome is the haunted town, right?
Yes, it is.
What did you discover out there? Did you come across any paranormal activities?
Well, I tried, but I have to say they eluded me.
They eluded you.
Yeah, they did.
They're all stamped right into that film right there.
Oh, yes. I have to say it was the camera I tried to bring around. I have to say they shied away from it. To be documented is to be slain, apparently.
Now, did you know each other before you this film, or did you meet each other on the set?
Oh, yes. This poor man knew me a couple years earlier than that.
We've done several films together, yeah. This is Buzz.
Oh, that's great. Oh, very cool. Pleasure to meet you.
This is the sixth feature from Vorvit Productions, and at $6,000, it's much the most expensive.
Oh, yes, I have to say, my goodness, there was just a complete transformation in persona, in character, and in garb in that movie. So I oscillated through the screen, fat and thin, fat and thin.
Yes.
And now I stand here before you absolutely famished. If you've got more film leads, please, baby, let me know.
Well, I dig the oscillation in this film. I think all the little layers, all the details, the dialogue, the way it all wraps back around is really, really cool.
I couldn't believe that it all wrapped up at the end in a way that sort of made sense.
Is this your first time seeing it up on a big screen?
No, I've seen it a couple of times.
Yes. This is the first time we've seen it in such prestigious surroundings.
Yes.
I mean, an actual Lemley.
Yeah, an actual Lemley is impressive.
Oh, yes. There have been a couple of other establishments, but... that was little more than, you know, shall I say, a glorified video showing.
It showed at the Echo Park Film Center and at the Acme Theater down the street.
Being shown here, I mean, it's like we were sharing the same screen with Sydney and Boris and the gang.
Well, I thought the music was really, really cool.
Yes, the director did absolutely everything, soundtrack, film, editing. Mm-hmm. There was a crew of nobody. There was a post-production budget of nothing. So basically, you can credit the director for absolutely everything except driving. And
plus, I have to say, they did keep me very well fed.
Okay. Oh, good.
Every time I've watched this movie tonight, I was wondering, oh, yes, I remember at the end of that particular scene, we went off to the Mirasol in Palm Springs, and after a couple of scenes, and we filmed out here, oh, yes, we went to Tex, didn't we?
Yes.
So how many locations would you figure you had in this movie? It looked like there were just tons of them.
Again...
Or do you really try to stretch out as many locations as you could? Like, oh, here's one location.
A lot of people who are making a budget with... If their movie has no budget at all, they will say, okay, let's film the whole thing in our backyard, or let's just use one house. Right. So as much as possible, we figured, you know, we can at least drive around to different places so it looks like it has more of a budget or it creates more of a world. Mm. So we were going between L.A. and Arizona to try to get as many.
It's just a cascade of scenes, I have to say, between Prescott and Hollywood.
We had a bunch of cave scenes that hooked up a cave in Granite Gardens in Prescott, Arizona, and the cave in Bronson Caverns in Hollywood into one cave.
Incredible. It was really cool how surreal it was. And, yeah, I mean, what do you guys have in the pipeline? What do you got coming up next?
There's another one. Feature film number 7 has started production and is now on hold while the director's back in college. So hopefully on...
No, we'll work on it.
On Christmas vacation, it may get finished.
Yes, I have a lovely sequence, you know, prepared for that, about wanting to fill the sky with Zeppelins. Zeppelins, ooh. Clouds and clouds of Zeppelins, because after all, let me see, because as far as I'm concerned, Berlin must still be interested in sending Zeppelins over London to bomb.
Clouds of Zeppelins, that could even be the title of the next one, yeah, huh? Clouds of Zeppelins.
It would be a good title as long as we don't have to come up with the budget to show these Zeppelins you're talking about.
That's all I'd have to say, Michael. It's all going to be in the description, because I admit it seriously, Berlin still must be interested in sending Zeppelins over London.
No doubt.
With them tearing off from the EU, after all, think about it.
Yeah, that'll be the next oscillation, won't it?
Yeah.
You guys, thank you so much for coming out for this. This is so kick-ass, and it was so much fun to see it up on the big screen. It was so great, you guys.
Anyway, thank you, good
job. We always like a chance to wave at ourselves on screen.
Ah, yes.
Give me the name of the podcast
again. Oh, it's called Inspirato Projecto.
Inspirato Projecto. And when would this be available for viewing or listening?
Oh, yes. So most likely, I'll put it up tomorrow night. At some point, okay. it'll be up at some point by
tomorrow.
Oh,
I see then. So by Wednesday morning, it would be available.
I would like to believe so, yeah. Because I'm trying to, I still got to cobble together right. all
and
the other ones I did today.
Inspirato.
It's like inspiration project, if you kind of want to think of it like that.
I was thinking of film projection, but.
Oh, yeah, that's sure, true. That's true. Yes.
Both meanings are relevant, at least in this case.
Yes. Like I said, but once again, oh, yes, I had a question, good sir.
Oh, yes. What was your question?
I mean, it's Q&A after all.
Oh, yes, what is your question?
No, okay, then I was just saying, I mean, for a moment like this, I have to say with, you know, and such a moment as this, I record it for posterity. What is the third longest river in the world? The third, yes. After the Nile and Amazon, what's number three?
It's the Nile and the Ob?
Oh, in Central Siberia? Yeah. That's correct. It is the Ob.
Oh, you know, I might as well get your names. What is your name?
The name is Buzzsaw.
Oh, that's right. And what is your name?
Yes. I'm Edward Parker Bowman, producer and actor in this.
This is great. People will find you.
If you want to go with my real name, just go to the Book of Faces. They forced me to divulge. Now, that's dastardly.
Yeah, the Book of Faces. Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here first. The Book of Faces is out there and available for you to read. The oscillations, of course, are always oscillating. Those are inescapable.
Yes, and remember, I'm certain that Berlin does want to send clouds of zeppelins over London once again.
Okay. Oh, yes.
Coming soon to a theater near you.
Yes. Now, are you guys going to be out here for to check out any of the other shows?
I just got into Santa Cruz and I have to go to Arizona, so I...
Holy cow.
I don't know what's going to happen next.
You just flew... You just
I'm just passing through.
Here, now you're...
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's
if
amazing.
If I were here, I'd come see everything.
It's incredible. Without pass like this, it's very difficult not to come back at least one more night.
It is irresistible. There's several more nights of this.
Wow. That's cool. You swooped in to watch the show, and now you're off to your next location.
Again, yes. And Buzz is back to Riverside.
Yes, that's it. Remember, same Riverside. I have to say, this is civilization, after all. At least it's got a good, strong foothold thereupon.
Yes, very true. Very true. Well, you guys, thanks so much for coming out, and...
Want a sticker?
Oh, yeah, go ahead, yeah. Take a sticker. Have safe trip. Have safe travels.
Inspirato Projecto.
Inspirato Projecto.
Inspirato Projecto.
Oh, yeah.
We got something out of the screening besides getting the waiver.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Thank you so much.
You take care, you guys. Bye.
Here's your fun fact. You pay to have your star on the Walk of Fame in Hollywood, $30,000 to be precise. Stay tuned to Inspirato Projecto for more fun facts.
It is like 7:29, 7:30 right now. Oh gosh, up in the sky. Holy cow, this is weird. So my buddy called me up, Brian DeVille, who's been a guest on Inspirato Projecto. He called me up to ask me if I saw what was going on up in the sky. And there was this slow-moving thing, and it had this really obtuse tail, this bright light, this bright tail, like a smoky tail up in the sky. And then it had beaming off from its left, it had like these wave forms. And then beaming off to the right, it had like these wave forms. And then those things just kind of dropped off slowly and fell slightly. And then it started moving. Now, I saw this thing up in the sky. And then the lights that were with it, they broke off like two little separate things. Like they were on either side of it, and they just kind of broke off. God. I wish I could really accurately describe what the hell I'm looking at right now, but I would like to say that it's I would love to say that it's a UFO sighting. It's definitely an unidentified flying object, that's for sure. I'm sure tomorrow morning we'll have some reports of people saying that there were some military... tests up in the sky. I'm going to try to... I took some video footage of it the best I could. And I'm going to upload that to Instagram. My God, this is crazy. Yeah, my buddy Brian DeVille. This is, he called me up, let me know about this. This is nuts. I was looking at it from my balcony, and then I ran outside. Came out here and saw it. I'm so curious how many more of you folks who are listening right now saw it. Which is funny, because we just had the Kapow Intergalactic Film Festival. Oh my God, what is that thing that was up in the sky? What could that have been? I mean, it looked huge. I hope people with telescopes... captured it. And got some kind of... recording of it in some way. My description of the depiction... of the event, it just does not do it justice. It looked like a V, like a, you know, a greater than or a less than symbol. That's what it kind of looked like. Where, like, imagine where it, the angle comes to a point, that's where it was most bright. And then where it kind of stems out into those two almost like wings, so to speak. Those were just bright. Now there's a helicopter flying through the sky. I don't know if that has anything to do with it. But just imagine like that sideways V and then just like this light just coming up behind it. The heck was that, man?
Welcome to another episode of Inspirato Projecto. Today is
my daughter's never having a Facebook or Instagram.
24th of September. Yesterday was the Rock Lobster or Lobster Rock Festival out there in Redondo Beach.
Tony's already sitting down.
Yachtly crew played yesterday. We are in the van today. This is Paulie's... This is your first time in this van.
First tour with Yachtly crew!
Oh my God. That's right. So this is this... I think this is the same van.
My dream come true.
Oh my God, it is the same van. Yeah, that thing's missing.
You hide the contraband?
That's right.
So you hide like the guns and the ammo and the drugs?
Yeah, and all my Contra cartridges.
Contra cartridges, yeah.
Yeah.
Contra, I love that game.
It was such a good one. Yeah. The contraband and the Contra cartridges.
It's pretty violent, but it was fun to play.
That, you know, actually, that would be funny if there was a band called the Contra Band.
Contra.
Yeah, and they dress up like the Contra dudes.
You know what's funny, too?
And they have a song called Left, Right, Left, Right.
There's...
left, right, down, right, up, down, or whatever.
In the marching band circuit, there is this instrument called the Contra Bass Tuba. And it's like the tuba... like, you know, marching band, totally geeking out here for a second, by the way.
Do it.
I apologize.
That's what life is.
But there's the tuba that you play that sits on your lap.
Oh, yeah.
Oompa, 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 oompa,
oh, yeah.
Oompa, oompa. And then John Philip Sousa redesigned the tuba to wrap around your body.
Oh, my God.
So that you could march around on the marching band field. And that's what we know today as the sousaphone.
Oh.
And then in marching band, has this weird point in time where it transformed into a sport. And now they have this thing in the summer called the Drum and Bugle Corps, and there's this circuit called DCI. I don't know what it stands for all of a sudden. I forgot what it stands for. DCI, Drum Corps International. That's what it stands
for.
Oh,
that's cool.
And in Drum Corps International, they have this instrument called the Contra Tuba, and you hold it on your shoulder, and it looks like a freaking bazooka. It's the hugest, the biggest piece of metal, and it's in your face like a trumpet. The bell, like the bell, like the part that the sound comes out of, is like facing forward. Incredible. I mean, the other one is, but it's so powerful and it's so low. It's like, it'll blow your brains away. It's crazy. Contra. They call it the Contra. So we can have a band called the Contra Band.
Ooh,
that's nothing but those Contra tubas.
Oh, God, that's good.
Marching around. Oompa,
oompa, oh, God, I love that. Oompa, oompa, oompa. Now, are there different sizes of the Contra?
No, it's only one size.
It's
big
just
ass,
one size.
Big ass size. Oh, look. There's the other half of our tour.
There it is. There it is. There's the other half.
They're rolling up in real time right now.
Yep. We're like the peanut butter, they're the chocolate. And together we make the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
And we've got donuts up front if you want.
Dude, I love the fact that you brought donuts, dude.
I had time because I saw that Philly was going to be late. I saw that... No, not Philly. I saw that Dave was going to be late. I saw that...
Are you bringing those donuts with you?
They're in the front seat.
Oh, they are?
Yes. We interrupt this broadcast to let you know about our recent sponsors. They're called Aftermath.
Aftermath, ladies and gentlemen.
That's what happens after you eat donuts. You
that's
belch.
Right.
I interrupted your podcast, by the way.
The aftermath. You know, eating the donuts could happen after you do math.
After you do math?
Math. Tommy's the mad matician. Yeah, wait, isn't that what we said? Yeah, instead of mathematician, he's the mad matician.
The mad matician?
Yeah, the mad matician.
How you doing, David Spangler?
I'm good, dude. Just tired.
David Bowie?
He's just now rolling out of bed.
Yes. Want some of this crack we have back here?
You get a nap and then I'll be driving.
We're just now waking up in his reality.
Oh, anyone seen my phone? Here it is.
Yeah!
Are there chargers back here? There's chargers back here!
Charge it up.
My phone. Car.
Oh, you go. Oh, that's so good that you got one of those, Paulie. I'm so happy to hear that. And, Paulie, I'm happy for the record that you brought your suit, man.
I got a dual.
Me too.
The dynamic dual. Right? The dynamic dual.
Dual.
For the record, I'm happy you brought a suit.
Are you?
Yeah, I think it's awesome, dude.
I'm going to suit it up.
There's no reason for anyone to... Get down on anyone for...
I'm going to suit it up, Fuzzball.
Yeah, suit it up. I brought my suit jacket, too.
Good man.
It's, you know, why not look snappy?
Why snot look nappy?
Why snot look nappy? Ladies and germs.
Here we are.
Yeah.
Bright and early Monday morning.
We are here.
Bright and early Monday morning. I could be doing an in-service day, revising my curriculum with 25 other teachers in a darkened room lit only by fluorescent lights, with the buzz going and the scratching of pens on papers and being stuck and confined in the man's world. But instead, I get to spread love with my band of brothers.
It's
this is like my dream come true.
You know, I gotta commend you on being a teacher. First of all, and then second of all, having to be a teacher and trying to juggle that along with what all this crazy stuff is. That looks good. That looks really cool.
Look at that.
Who brought a pillow?
Look at, I did. Oh. Can you give me my pillow? Did you jizz on it already?
Oh my gosh.
I learned from RW.
Yeah, you didn't get his face mask though, and his noise canceling headphones.
Here, put it back there.
That's pretty much nowhere.
That's kind of...
Now it's in everybody's way. Wait, how many people fit in this van?
It's like a clown car.
One more?
It's like a clown car.
Up there somewhere. You brought a towel.
I did.
Why?
Oh my gosh, Tommy, can you please hand back that box of donuts? Oh my gosh. Yes, thank you. Thank you,
down,
fellas.
Now down on the donuts.
Oh,
now.
Goodness. Let's take a look at these. I'm going to describe for the at-home listeners what we have here. We have what we call in Chicago a Long John. Well, two Long Johns. We got the Long John chocolate.
The donut you're describing, Stoney.
And then we got the Long John. This might be... What would you describe this as? Is this like... That's not peanut butter up there. Is that like a hazelnut? Polly, is that
no,
like
that's
a
maple?
Maple, that's yes. What that is. Then we have a nice little brown. What do they call them? The cake donuts.
What's the conversation they're having?
Oh, this is about the donuts. These are about the donuts.
Anybody else have to pee or poo?
By the way, the at-home listeners, these smell delicious. They also taste delicious too. Is this
should
a freaking?
Don't worry about it.
Should I leave my keys with Amy?
Dude,
Make him ride in the other van.
We got a cake one. It's chocolate, and then we got chocolate on the top, and then it's got black chocolate sprinkles. Then we got one that's like I guess vanilla. I guess we'll go the opposite direction.
Really?
Vanilla cake donut. It's got chocolate on it, and then it's got little colored sprinkles in it. Colored sprinkles.
Wait, are we really leaving?
Then we got a cake, sort of vanilla kind of. You got all your saxophones and everything, Paulie?
You're my boy, Blue.
We got saxophones. You got my saxophones. Then we got a. Billy, did you pack my saxes?
We got a.
The fact that she even like
cake donut. A cake donut with chocolate. And
this is weird. We're starting.
Dude, we're actually starting.
We're going. We're moving. And, describing the donuts.
Yeah, yeah.
Those text messages were back there. So she had to like scroll.
It's like a cake donut, and then it's got the chocolate on it, and then it's got little sprinkles of peanuts. And there's another donut with chocolate on it. Another one with coconuts, and then just a plain one.
The propaganda and agitation drones of the Mekong Marketing Department have for years led us to believe the notion that Mekong itself has been ingrained into our genetics ever since a very specific moment in our evolution as a species. Primitive human, fatigued from a hungry day of hunting, finally satiated by a belly of delicious, freshly cooked meat product, begins to act a fool. And the rest is history. The Meat Clown Meat Solution. Not the first, won't be the last. But the reality of it is, you can order anytime from www.meatclownbuttons.bigcartel.com. It's Meat Clown approved.
Thank you guys for showing up. By the way, you're on my podcast right now, Inspirato Projecto. I'll be writing that down if you want to find out how to listen to your Q&As. How many of the filmmakers are here right now? Can you come on up here for me, please? I'm going to ask some questions about your process. I think it's always important to reveal the process of your creations.
Both working.
There you go, since you made it, you done the first one.
Yes.
You want to come first?
Yes.
So, what movie did you work on?
All of them.
That's great. That's fantastic. So, were these your gaffers or what? What?
Yeah, it's like this guy. Yeah, this guy was great. You know.
Thank you all.
Sonny and I did a most splendid episode. The Adderall movie with the black and white.
Oh, that's great. Oh, I loved it. Yeah, like a Twilight Zone episode.
Yes. That's exactly right.
Very riveting. Very riveting. Why do you keep moving back into the light?
I have no idea.
I have seen the light.
I have no idea.
So tell us, cool. We'll get back to you in a second. Oh, okay. So, no, you go ahead and start. Now, you did Landlocked,
yeah,
correct?
Yeah, I did Landlocked, yeah.
Was that your twin brother, or did you just change your hair?
I cut all that hair off, because it was all bleached, and it was a lot of hair, and it was all dead hair, so I had to get rid of it, because it was starting
you
to really bug
great.
Me. Thank you.
You still look great. You got some fans out in the audience.
Thank you so much.
Your paparazzo.
Yeah, exactly.
So how long did it take to shoot Landlocked?
That took 2 days. That was actually, I think, New Year's Day and the second day of January, I guess. I don't know what to call it. But yeah, I wrote that entire thing during Hell Week of the fall production at my high school. So I was in a really weird headspace, and I just kind of started spouting words and writing them down. So that was my process for that.
As every mad scientist
there
does.
There you go. Yeah.
Now, where was that landlocked location? Are you allowed to reveal that location?
There's no forest in my town because I'm from Northern California.
Oh, CGI. That was brilliant.
Yeah,
CGI.
Famously, Northern California has no forests. That was just kind of the nearest green area that we had, basically.
Nearest green area.
Yeah, that's...
That's green.
That's
Let's go up there and
title.
Shoot something. Yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
So did you camp out there? Or?
No. I was not allowed to.
What?
But, you know, I also was not down for pneumonia. that's just a personal decision.
Yeah. Camping does lead to pneumonia.
Yeah, no, it was a rough couple of days because it started raining several times, but it was probably not the best interest.
And no one brought raincoats.
No, because that's just how we roll.
It's the punk rock way to
exactly. That's unprepared and somehow still functioning. Love it.
Now, where did you originally get the idea to shoot that?
There's an old documentary about Werner Herzog called Burden of Dreams.
Shouts out. I love it.
So, thank you. So, it's a really, really weird movie. And it's him, and he's trying really, really hard and epically failing to make a movie in the Amazon rainforest with a bunch of Peruvian native people and this giant boat. And everything goes wrong that could possibly go wrong, and he filmed stuff before, and it all goes horribly. And he invited this documentarian, and it's really just awful. It's him and his main guy is just really coked up the entire time. His main actor is just losing his mind, and I couldn't get a prop gun, but that's the main part of the movie that inspired the major fight in that film.
There's very much beauty that can be created from disaster. Huh?
Oh yeah, no, it's the beauty and chaos is like my favorite one. I'm a big Controlled Chaos fan. Big fan of that.
Can you please pass the mic to the short guy to the left here?
Short guy, wow.
Oh, no.
I'm shorter than you, yeah. So you did, please repeat to the audience, to those who didn't hear you talk close enough to the microphone, what movie did you work on?
I did Most Splendid Episode.
Very good. Now, what led to that title?
I think we were reading a lot about bipolar disorder and manic depression and how these things function episodes, and what if one was more splendid than any other?
Oh, brilliant. Ooh. That is brilliant.
Oh.
Very good. Did you guys brainstorm on this idea?
I don't think so. We don't do too much brainstorming.
No, stop it. We brainstorm. Oh my gosh.
On the title, though, the title, I think it's one
no,
of the
No, the
things.
Title was actually a thing that he just came up with, and I was like, that's cool. And then
It feels good in your mouth to say, and I think that's a rule. If it feels good in your mouth and you say it out loud, and other people are like, "Wow, that's great." Yeah.
Dynamic vocabulary is where it's at.
Exactly. Yeah. Just do it.
Just do it. Yeah, go with that title. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So now, who's what? I want to know the answer behind how long it took you to make that episode.
Oh boy.
That splendid episode. Well, that most.
Oh,
splendid.
You're like, oh, give it to the guy who took forever.
Yes.
Nobody laughed. It's fucked up. Well, in 2008, no. It was like it started about like over a year and a half ago. Like we just had the idea. And I had a thing happen where like I told Sonny and Alex like what happened and they were like, whoa, that's crazy. That's really weird you did that. And
so it's based on a true story?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
And the person is not here at all. No, it's...
Well, they're dead.
Yeah, I killed my roommate. I actually killed my roommate. No, he's still alive. He's actually here. But he just raised his hand. Hi. What?
That's not a forest ghost?
He hasn't seen it either. He hasn't seen this crazy, weird movie we made about you. We made this movie about you, dude.
This is your
come on
life.
Down.
So, you're the filmmaker. I'm gonna go up there and you're gonna talk, because you would talk about it way better than I could anyway. All right.
How are you able to dive inside his mind so well?
Actually, like, you're asking really good questions and it's making me okay. What happened was I would.
Dude, all right,
I got this.
That was so inspiring. No, go on.
Why does everybody hate me right now?
I don't hate you.
No, it's great. Like, I gave an Adderall to my roommate, and I was like, I came back from a trip. He didn't have it, and I was like, where is it at? And he's just like, yeah, man, I just don't have it. And I'm like, okay, cool, man, cool. That's totally fine. And I was trying to have the... I like him a lot. He's awesome. He's a cool roommate. But underneath, I wanted to murder him, you know? Mm-hmm. Not actually. I didn't actually want to kill him.
Usually you want to murder people when you're on the Adderall, so this is
exactly.
Quite interesting.
Yeah, so it's like... And that's what drugs... And Sonny can talk about that part, I guess, but like that's what drugs kind of amplify, is like if you're not sure if somebody's lying to you or not, you know?
Why not kill him?
Yeah, you gotta kill him. No.
That's quite the dichotomy of life we're experiencing right now, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm getting the impression this is the second most splendid episode happening right before our eyes. So, thank you for sharing it.
Thank you.
So, you're Booster Mom.
I am. I'm the writer, producer, actor, and Booster Mom.
And this was this your first film that you've created, like,
this
out of your own brain?
This is the first project that I wrote and produced myself. So it was really fun to, we were talking earlier, that to have a whole bunch of control over all of it, you know? So yeah. I was there with the casting director doing the casting and, you know, any rewrites, and with the director and setting up shots and stuff like that. So, I mean, it was just really nice to be able to see it from an idea. Mm-hmm. To completely, you know, produced and out there in the world now.
How long did it take for you to shoot that?
It was shot over 2 days.
Now, were people like, was it just all day long? Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Are you shooting all along?
No, the first day we had all the principal cast, and the second day we did some solo shots of me, and then we had some the kids. We did the kids cast on the second day. So it was like a 10-hour day each day. So it was, you know, like 20 hours.
I've always wondered about what that's like to be the participator in the, you know, to be the person who's acting in it and also mm-hmm. be the person who's directing it. How did you keep those two minds? Oh, you didn't direct it.
I didn't direct. I was producer. I hired a director to direct it. So because I knew that I couldn't act in it and direct it at the same time, especially with, you know, multiple cast members and stuff like that. So I hired someone else to do that.
Now, did you just shoot? How did you find the location? Was this your own place or other people's places? Or
it was my house. I did.
So, you know, when you
I
do the best you can with what you got, you have no idea what's going to sprout from that, do you?
I wanted to pay all my actors. So I did. I mean, I did everything. I did, like, the SAG New Media Agreement. I paid all my actors, all my crew. So I saved my money on location, and I paid my actors. Because I'm an actor.
That's awesome.
So I think actors should always get paid, as crew always gets paid. So, yeah, that was really big for me.
So are we going to have a Booster Mom 2? Is this going to be a whole bunch?
Yeah, we're filming. Well, I'm just in the pre-production for filming episode 2 and 3. We're going to shoot that over 3 days. And we're looking at the beginning of November. So by January, we should have episode 2 and 3 out of post.
That's fantastic.
Cross.
Are we going to see a crossover with episode with, like, the Girl Scout Den Mothers?
I didn't do that, but you know what? Maybe we can do that in episode 4.
Fantastic.
But I do want to continue it, but I have episode 2 and 3 written already, so.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Are you going to go in any, like, sci-fi directions or any different genres concerning this?
No, I hadn't really thought of that, but I mean,
No teleportation yet.
Yet. That's always a good thing to have, is teleportation. I think it's really popular, so.
Yeah.
We may incorporate that.
Oh, that's good.
At some point.
Could you pass the microphone down to the youngest fella here, this little guy?
Yes. God, he's killing us.
He's killing us today.
Killing you with kindness.
Are you okay? You got it? Okay, cool.
Now, are we going to see another Landlocked, or are we going to see, or
oh,
is the second
God,
one going to be called
not.
Something different?
I hope to God that this project never reaches out of the depths of hell. Just because this was rough, but thank you. Because it was fun, and I enjoyed making it, and I enjoyed writing it a lot. I mostly enjoyed showing it to my friends and watching their reactions the most, because
like a social experiment.
Yeah, like a litmus test for my close personal buddies, to try and, you know, test how deep in the waters they are in our shared kind of mind space.
Yeah. And to find out who the true friends
exactly.
really are.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So the people you saw in that movie were the people who were devoted enough to go out into the wilderness with me for 2 days. So that was really fun.
That's great, man.
Yeah, they're great. Yeah.
That is great. So was that actually, I'm getting the idea that it was kind of a true story.
No. No, I mean, I am crazy. That's for sure. But I think No, I make a lot of movies with my friends, so I think that aspect of it is based off of that. But this is a worst case scenario
mm-hmm.
for what could go the most wrong in that whole situation. Yeah.
Do you have other movies or other projects?
Oh God.
Brewing
yeah,
around,
no,
marinating in the brain.
Oh boy, yeah. I'm writing a lot of stuff just for school projects and stuff. I write some plays sometimes, so that's fun.
You wrote original plays?
Yeah, like duo scenes.
Are you going to make this into a play?
Oh.
Musical?
No. Oh. That. Oh.
I'm landlocked. Get me off this land.
Yeah. Exactly.
I've already got the first song planned.
You got it. I think you should make it into a musical. I think that.
I think that's my destiny. That is, I just found my destiny at this moment in time.
There you go.
Can you pass it to that short guy right there?
Jesus yeah. Christ.
No, this short guy. You keep missing the shortest guy.
I just can't stand this.
Okay, so how long? I get the idea you guys have known each other a long time.
Not too long. It's been like a year and a half.
A year and a half. Mm-hmm.
2 years.
You guys get along great.
We do. We love each other.
Are you guys gonna make a band?
That's good.
Punk rock band. We should. We are. Yeah.
Yeah. What other projects do you have brewing in at Skull? Are you allowed to say?
You talk about the main one.
The main one is about a friendship camp in the 1980s where people are forced to attend.
Forced to be friends.
Forced to be friends. That's right.
I like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Things can only get better in that kind of movie.
Exactly right. Yeah.
And then what's the next one going to be?
We've got one. It's a one-man show with Alex, who is in the last one.
Excellent. Wait, hold on.
He's another cast member. Two actors back there.
Why don't you got? You're allowed to come up here if you want.
All right, come on down.
Everybody can hear.
I never said that.
Hold on. You know what? I'm going to him.
Yes. Yes.
See that? You can't escape the microphone.
The piece is called Brett Alan Austin's Hair Tutorial. It's about a YouTube star that wants to make a hair tutorial and everything goes wrong on him. So that'll be at Sundance 2019. We'd love to see you guys. I'm fucking around. I love you guys. Thank you for coming out.
Just thank you for not dropping the microphone. That was a monumental answer.
I'm an ex-DJ.
What do you have to say about this film?
It was awesome.
See, it blew her mind. She doesn't know what to say.
Thanks, Chaz. Thank you, Chaz. You're the best.
All right, so we have, I think, enough time to hang out over here and take some photos with you folks. Do you have some more things to say? Too. You have two actors here?
Yes.
Why don't you bring
it? Yes.
Why don't you come on down?
Jason and
I'm
Sam.
I'm going to you then.
Yes.
How did you like your experience with this movie?
It's really fun to work for your mom.
Was she the booster mom you always hoped she'd be?
Always and forever.
Boosted up. Now, what did you do like most about making the film?
I think I liked being able to finally use my acting degree.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
It's rare when you can do that, right? Did you carry the degree with you on set with you so you could show it around to everyone?
No, I have it, it's tucked away nice and safe.
Well, that's good. It's always important to maybe hide it next to the Social Security card. So what are your thoughts about this movie that you saw?
The most violent, what was it? Most
splendid
episode. Honestly, was like super surprised. Everybody did a fantastic job, by the way. Everything that I saw, you guys, amazing work. A lot of work was put into it, I could see. But like, to give you guys in particular, it was really nice to see it, finally.
Did you feel they accurately portrayed your real life?
No, because I'm definitely still alive. I think only that though. Yeah, no, it was wonderful. It was wonderful. Well, Sonny, fantastic work, man. Everybody else, meh. But Sonny, you just fantastic work, man. Now, man.
Such tender words. So you guys are all supporting these folks, right? Do you know any of the guys who made these films? Oh my gosh, these people don't even know who you are and they come out to support you. That is fantastic. It's beautiful when you know people who come out and support you, and then when people you don't know come out and support you, that's like extra gold stars you didn't even know were there. All right, so you guys, so I think we're going to, the Dutchman has something to say. Oh, thank you. And so does the Southern woman. All right, you guys. I think we got 5 minutes to take some photos over here. So we're going to conclude with our Q&A. What, it looks like you want
to
say something.
No, I wanted them to come so we can take a photo.
Oh, yes, of course. Can you repeat that in the microphone?
Yes.
Yeah, here, take this
come out. Down here so we can take a photo.
There we go. All right, yeah, come on out. Thank you guys
everybody,
so much for coming out.
Everybody.
You guys are hilarious, man. I can't wait to see what else you're going to create next.
Oh, it can't be good.
Hi, this is Jay Ossing from Twin Peaks The Return. You're listening to Inspirato Projecto.